Chapter 56. Jesse got to his condo before Cole, and seeing all the boxes, 90% of them still untouched since he moved in, made him realize just how little time he'd spent there alone and awake. In fact, he had spent very little time alone since rehab. He had never feared being alone, in spite of Jen, Diana, and all the other women who had been in his life. Jesse liked to think he was at his best on his own. It was that self-contained thing Molly always talked about. But in rehab, he had been warned over and over again about the dangers of time alone, and had been counseled to find ways to fill up the empty hours he used to spend fantasizing about drinking, anticipating the rituals of drinking, and drinking itself. His condo was still a mess. The floors and his furniture were piled high with boxes. He walked through the maze of cardboard, trying to figure out what things were in which boxes. He hadn't been around to pack up his stuff, and had paid someone to do it for him. The boxes were labeled, but not specifically enough for him to find exactly what he needed to make up the guest bed. He hadn't even fully done up his own bedroom. Since his return, he'd been living out of his duffel and suitcase like a traveling salesman. The one thing he had managed to hang in his living room was his framed poster of his old drinking buddy, Hall of Fame shortstop Ozzie Smith. Other than his job, there had been only two constants in Jesse's life, drinking and the silent Wizard of Oz. Now it was down to Ozzie. Jesse checked his watch and worked out the timing. Even if he found all the stuff he needed in the next 5 minutes, it was still way too late to get to a meeting. Boston was out of the question, and the close-by meetings were almost done at this point. He guessed he could call Bill, then realized Bill was probably at the meeting at the church. It wasn't so much that he felt like drinking, but he could feel himself missing the rituals that surrounded it. He remembered with a smile how at the end of his day he used to start thinking about getting back to the house. How during his traditional drive through town, he would rehearse the rituals in his head. Somehow the anticipation of the drink made the drink taste that much better. As he stood there, he could almost taste the black label on his tongue, feel it going down. But his reverie was disturbed by the sound of his front door lock turning. As Cole Slayton came through the door, several emotions crossed his face before he lapsed into his usual disdainful expression. But unlike when they'd first met, Cole couldn't keep that look for long. Although it had been only several days since he'd met Jesse, there had been a softening in him. That first day, the disdain was palpable, and it seemed to come easily and naturally. Now, Cole seemed to have to work at it, almost as if keeping with some vow he had taken or promise he had made to himself. What Jesse couldn't figure out was whether Cole's attitude was a general dislike of authority or if it was specific to him. Maybe it was both. Jesse had met a lot of people over the course of his life who carried rage around inside them like the molten core at the center of the earth. And not all of them were people he'd met as a cop. He'd come across many of them during his time in the minors. Some matured and got past it. Some used it to fuel their competitiveness. Those men, the ones fueled by their rage, the ones who could never let it go, were the men afraid of who they might be if they didn't have the rage anymore. He understood them better now than he had ever understood them before. Jesse wasn't sure who he would be if he stayed sober.
"I didn't think you'd be here before me," Cole said.
"Neither did I. But I didn't have time to make your bed. Just give me the sheets and stuff. I'll do it." Jesse laughed. "I was trying to find that stuff when you came in. This place is a mess. I haven't gotten around to unpacking."
"Yeah, I guess it's been a little crazy in town."
Cole noticed the Ozzie poster.
"What's with the poster?"
"Do you know who that is?" Cole's face hardened again.
"I know who Ozzie Smith is. But why do you have a poster of him on your living room wall?" I mean, there's nothing hung up except that. You got your favorite rock star poster in your bedroom? Funny. No, really, what's with the poster?
He was the best at what he did, Jesse said.
I don't get it. You think he has a Jesse Stone poster up on his wall?
He's a reminder to me.
Of what?
Of a lot of things.
Like?
To be who I am. You ever give a straight answer? I was a very good shortstop, but I could never play it the way Ozzie did. I had a great arm and good hands, but he was like an acrobat or a ballet dancer. I used to dream about playing against him, but I never got the chance. Cole said, that would frustrate me, having him up there like that, reminding me. My relationship with that poster is complicated.
Whatever.
Cole waved his hand dismissively.
You gonna give me the house rules now?
You consider yourself a grown man?
Yeah.
Then I don't have to give you rules. Come on. Let's find you some bedding.